The myth of Orpheus, who descends into the blackness of the underworld to bring his dead wife Eurydice back to the land of the living, has inspired musicians, poets, and painters. None more so, perhaps, than Samuel Palmer. Retreating from the problems associated with the Industrial Revolution, in the 1820s, Palmer went with a band of like-minded spirits to live in the Kent countryside, where he witnessed nights that were blacker than anything he had ever seen. The series of works inspired by his nocturnal ramblings represented something of an epiphany for Palmer. He called them My Blacks, or Little Moonshines, for the intensity they project is due almost entirely to the blackness of his night sky, as can be seen, for example, in a tiny picture called Cornfield by Moonlight with the Evening Star. Unlike Palmer and other romantics, Monet and some of his fellow impressionists banished black entirely. Edouard Manet, however, took it on. When he painted his disciple and future sister-in-law, Berthe Morisot, in 1872, he dressed her all in black with a matching hat. With one side of her face lit up gloriously and the other darkly shaded, it is her eyes that capture the viewer's attention. In life, they were green, but Manet made them profound by painting them black. Manet was the strongest of us all, his friend Camille Pissarro once said. He turned black into light. In the 20th century, Pablo Picasso used black to ask how God could possibly exist amid so much suffering. Guernica, his visual poem in black and white about the Spanish Civil War, recalls the use of black in Francisco Goya's prints, The Disasters of War. Perhaps the shade's most ambitious devotee was Kazimir Malevich, a Russian artist who enlisted black to invent a whole new painterly language that elevated feelings over representation. He called this movement suprematism.